All right, let's get our attention now to a very, very important game on Friday night. Port Adelaide hosting the Tigers, who are looking to go back-to-back in Premiership glory this year in a challenging year. And I wonder how it's going for Camden McIntosh, one of the key players for them in the clash on Friday night. Ken, he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Camden.
Morning, mate.
Great to have you with us. Now, I mentioned back-to-back there. Has anyone mentioned back-to-back at all in Richmond this year? I can't remember anyone publicly saying anything. What's happening inside?
No, we don't really sort of speak about it because, we sort of always refer to just look week in, week out and take each game as it comes and not looking too far ahead sort of mentality. And we always, well, Simmer also speaks a lot about the journey and reflects on us playing group, but it's more about the journey for us to get to where we want to be. So that's sort of one of his things that he really sort of drills into us and makes us reflect on, yeah. So, no, it hasn't really been spoken about, to be honest, yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. No dramas. This week's obviously big, but what did you learn from the loss to Brisbane a couple of weeks ago? Because you came back last week and bounced back with real aggression, a really efficient footy against the Saints last week and did a bit of a number on them. What did you take out of the loss? Because it doesn't happen often to Richmond. You don't lose too many games.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly we don't lose too many games twice either from the opposition, as Dim has mentioned before. But I think it's sort of spoke about in the media a little bit that, we're probably reacting to a lot of their moves from Brisbane. And we got a lot of insiders to, not letting them get under our skin and just stick to our process and just reflect on what makes us good footballers. And if we buy in and, stick to our process, that we'll get the job done. It was probably fair to say that Brisbane put on a good show that night and a really good side, but just a couple of things that night, players hot-headed and whatnot. So we've spoken about that and we obviously sort of implemented a few things on the weekends and changes against who we play on the weekend.
The Saints.
Who was that?
Was it the Saints?
Saints, yeah.
Yeah. You had me second guessing then.
Hang on, who'd be playing on the weekend? So it was more just around, just sticking to what we do best and everything else will take care of itself. Because if we think outside that, then, players start playing individual roles and think they can win the game on their own terms and things like that. So we just sort of get back to being a team collectively. So, yeah.
It seemed, Camden, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seemed that having had that loss to Brisbane, it sort of sharpened you up a bit. The game against St Kilda was more the Richmond we're used to seeing. I don't know if you can remember the game against St Kilda, but it just felt that was the Richmond we're used to seeing.
Yeah, exactly. We do speak about in the hub that, that loss against Brisbane is probably what we needed just to rectify our game a little bit and just see if there's anything in our game creeping in. And fair to say there probably was a few things and we've, as I say, we've rectified that and I personally reckon we're better for it going into this finals period. I know it's a bit of a harder road to get to where you want to be, the grand final. But you've seen teams like, Leopards up here and Fly. They played for Brisbane back in the day when they won those flags and they like to tell us that they made it the hard way, winning the grand final one of the years. They lost their first finals and then they won their next three. So although it's a different road, I think the playing group and the coaches are kind of happy we had that kick in the ass, I guess, against Brisbane, just to nut a few things out, which is good.
Yeah, Camden, I'm interested in, we sort of look forward to the Port Adelaide game. I think so many people are excited about how good the footy is going to be tomorrow night. But I'm interested from your perspective of what you learnt last time. And I know that particularly the Richmond team's going to be considerably different, but it was a frenetic game up and back. I'm not sure necessarily whether you wanted it played that way, but how do you think it'll be played similarly or do you think it'll be played differently?
Well, I can't give too much away because, you know,
that's true.
Well, they love the program
too. We get a lot of people listen to from over in Adelaide.
Well, Saints play a very quick style of footy as well. So, you've got two teams that like to play a quick brand of footy in terms of knock-ons and things like that. Of course, last week's game is going to be a pretty quick game around the ground. Port Adelaide, you got to play to the conditions of the opposition as well, So Port, a very good contested side. They like to use their corridor and things like that and get their handball chains up and going. So from stoppage. So, we're going to have our bulls, as we call them, on ball. Kochi and Shedder as well is very evasive and clean inside. Dusty and stuff through there. So it's, those sort of players will have to nullify their contest. As I say, it'll probably be a high contest game with Port Adelaide on the weekend, I'm sure. And you can probably tell that from last time we played them as well. But we've put a few things in place to help us from last time we played them. And I think there's going to be 7 changes to the team as well. We didn't have Shedder. We didn't have Dion. I can't remember. Did we have Lynchy? I'm not too sure. I think we might have.
Can't remember.
Yeah, I think we got David Asprey back and a few other players. So yeah, it'll be good. It'll be a different game, that's for sure, than last time we played Port.
You've given us a bit of an insight, I reckon, early, Camden, when you said that you don't lose too many games to oppositions twice. And you threw that in very early in the conversation. I imagine there's a real focus of not letting that happen this week. Whitey talked about the game last time and the different team that was out there, perhaps. But losing to a team twice is not something that sits well with you at all, is it?
No. Well, it's more of a bit of a drive and sort of belief thing within the playing group, I think, as well. It makes us, we sort of think about teams that, we've played. Saints we played earlier this year and we lost, but then we played them on the weekend and we won. And the Doggies as well last year, I think we might have lost to them, and then later on we beat them. So we try to, bring in it. We try to, I guess, think about that situation, and we've been there before, and just really use that as a booster and motivator for the whole playing group. We got this sort of thing. So, yeah, the reality is, we beat Port last year, round 4, I think it was, on Adelaide Oval. So, we've lost to them this year, but I think that, to be honest, the belief there within the playing group and us boys, so we can get the job done again. So, yeah.
Sounds like you'd be ready to roll to me. Can I ask you, just take you back a couple of weeks, for the last couple of months, really, I suppose, for the home and away season, how big a grind was it for you to deal with what all the players had to deal with, but how was it for you personally through the grind of the hubs and living that life?
Yeah, it was. I'm a pretty active sort of bloke. I like to get on the tools and sort of keep my mind pretty occupied away from footy. Sometimes too much footy for me is not good. In the hub it's been good because you've got all the boys around, you're able to go do some exercise away from the hub and go for walks, take away, go to the cafe, get a takeaway coffee and keep walking and whatnot. So it's good to get out and about like that. But I picked up a few little things that I've been mucking around with the boys on, like trading a paperclip up to me red Ferrari.
Now tell me, I've heard about this. Tell me about this. Speak to me about this, Camden. Where are you up to? You're doing the old clip to the Ferrari sort of gag. What's A, why, and then B, where are you up to?
Oh, well, it come about an early night in quarantine here, probably end of July sort of time, and we've got the Amazon crew following us. They're doing a doco on on the footy this year. There's a few different camera crews around different clubs and that. And anyway, we're sitting around with the camera crew just chatting, and we brought up the fact that has anybody heard of the paperclip to a two-story farmhouse story before, and how it's now a documentary on Netflix. And we're just saying how that could be a good documentary while we're in here at the hub. Someone should do it. Anyway, I was in bed later that night, and I was just like, bugger it, I'll just chuck it up on Facebook Marketplace, a paperclip, and see if I get any interest.
So I literally got about 2,000 views that night. I had about 30 conversations with people that night about his bloody paperclip. You know, I had ridiculous comments like, I'll stop you my eraser for your paperclip, or I'll stop you a piece of paper. Anyway, some guy said he'd give me a Rubik's Cube and a deck of cards for my paperclip. And I was like, that's all right. Gets me off the ground. So then I was like, we've been pretty bored here in quarantine in this hub. So I went up to Dusty and I was just like, oh, you're pretty bored, aren't you, mate? Like, do you have a spare pair of boots you're throwing out that, you know, you probably don't want? I'll give you a Rubik's Cube and deck of cards to have some fun with. And he's like, yeah, no way. So then I traded the Dusty boots for a boat. So now I've got this boat, 2020 Polycraft boat. And I'm currently working on the next trade for that. So I've had a few offers. But nothing too interesting just yet. So I'm still holding out. So hopefully something pops up.
Dusty's boots have been pretty handy.
Yeah, they were bloody very handy. I'll grab those. I'll give you a Rubik's Cube deck of cards. So, yeah, that's sort of how it all come about.
That is absolutely magnificent. So where do you reckon it ends up? Where do you want to take it? Is it the Ferrari?
Oh, well, we were all talking around at the dinner table saying, yeah, you should do a paperclip to a red Ferrari. Like, you know, the dude, the guy in America that did the original one, he went from a red paperclip to a two-story farmhouse. So I was like, oh, well, we could do something similar, but we'll just do a red Ferrari. So at the moment, it kind of still stands as a red Ferrari, but really, who knows where it's going to take you.
Now, that's interesting, because I read during the year, too, Camden McIntosh from the Tigers has joined us on the Breakfast Club as well and telling some great stories along the way, which is excellent. I read during the year that you were trying to convert a van and convert it into a camper van. Is the Ferrari going to tow the camper van?
Yeah. Well, I could probably mount and weld a bloody tow ball on the back of the Ferrari, but I don't think that'd be a good look going down the highway, a Ferrari bloody towing a camper van.
I don't know about that. I reckon you get plenty of looks.
I did have that idea early days in quarantine. I was pretty bored, and I was supposed to be going to Egypt and stuff at the end of this year with my partner at the end of the season, but all of that falling through with COVID. So I was like, why not use that money that we saved up to get a motorhome, fit it out, and then we can just use it whenever we want to go on road trip. So I started looking at vans. I paid like $600 in mechanic fees, getting this mechanic to go check out different vans for me. And he pretty much come back every single time and he's like, if you could get COVID on wheels, this thing's got it. So I was like, shit, so I had to stay away from it. Yeah, so I sort of stopped that little idea pretty quick smart and went onto the paperclip.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time, Camden. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, just some of the quirky things we get up to here at Hub, mate.
You've got to keep yourself busy because footy's an all-consuming business, as you know and we know as well. And we wish you the best of luck this week against Port Adelaide Friday night at the Adelaide Oval. It's going to be an absolute cracker, a chance to make another grand final. You've been there before. You know what it takes. And with that level of off-game or off-field activity, then you'll be firing on Friday night. Good luck.
Bloody oath. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.